there, Captain.
Yeah.
Well, what are we going to do? Sit it out or make a counterattack? Well, the boys are getting worried.
We're outflanked. You know that.
Sure, but the boys are holding them on the sides.
I think the situation is impossible.
Well, it's up to you, Captain. We allow these gooks to get in any closer without we don't call up for bombardment on their lines. We're in trouble.
I think we should surrender.
Did I hear you right, Captain?
I said we should surrender.
You ain't giving no command to get in there.
I am giving no such command. Men, it's useless going on as we are. Anyway, we are fighting people who are friendly to the United States. I order you to lay down your arms and walk over to them. There'll be no bloodshed that way.
What's that? Like heck we will? Hey, man! You can forget about what the captain said. He's just been hit by something. Open fire! Return fire and drive them folks away! Collins! Radio back for help! Bombardment to northeast 41 degrees, 800 yards! Look, I don't know what got into Captain Nesbitt, but I'd better tell them back at headquarters what's going on here!
The Sons of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness.
Gentlemen, is the physician? We in Cambodia welcome you here. It is sincerely to be hoped, of course, that your military incursions into our country are short-lived and beneficial.
Thank you, Mr. Watt. I am here representing the government of the United States, as you know. Like you Cambodians, we are fighting against communism. And our military endeavors in this country of yours are made with an explicit purpose in mind. To prevent Chinese or North Vietnamese agitation here. We are fighting a common cause, gentlemen. And our presence here will not be overlong. That we promise you. Thank you.
Think we can take a powder, Lee?
Yeah, I think so.
Honestly, the kicks we get ourselves onto. You, me, and three other FBI guys are playing nursemaid to the Assistant Secretary of State.
This tourney is vital, Johnny. We happen to be at a loose end, so here we are.
Well, at least we're seeing something of a new country. Gooks, gooks, and gooks.
A waste on you.
What is?
Your eyes.
Oh, heck, I'm taking things in all right. It's just that all this country seems the same to me.
Still something worth seeing. Let's make it back to the hotel.
Okay.
You leaving us, gentlemen?
Yes, sir. The three other guys will stick around.
I don't anticipate any attempt in my life, thank you. We'll meet you back at the hotel, huh?
I should think so, Mr. Levitt. Good night.
Good night, sir.
Good night, sir.
Good night.
I'll lead the way.
Sure, Johnny.
You want me to bring the car up?
No, I'll walk with you.
It's a funny country, this. Not only the people are different, everything else is different, too. Clothes, shops, the lot.
It happens. In other lands.
Well, at least we're not likely to run into any trouble here.
You had to open your mouth.
How do you mean?
Trouble has a habit of seeking us out, Johnny.
Well, not here, I hope.
You never know. The car right here?
Yeah. It still beats me how you do it.
Practice, Johnny.
And what you sniffing the air for?
Oh, just trying to ingest the atmosphere of the place.
It may be picturesque, but it stinks, let me tell you. Hey, seems like a disturbance down the other side of the street.
Voices, angry. What gives?
Someone's coming up this way, running this way. Hey, wait a minute, he's telling a gun. Lee, he's gunning for us.
Get him. He was was aiming for me.
Yeah. Okay, now settle down, everyone. Hey, can you call a cop over here? You know, a policeman. Police, get it? Call one right now before we get ourselves lynched or something.
Well, I guess it figures, though how the heck they got wind of it, I'll never know.
I think you better take it again, Colonel. Right now, I'm still a trifle hazy.
Okay, I'll recap briefly. We heard, Lee, that you were coming out on this junket to the Assistant Secretary of State. I had cabled through the state, so we wanted some help, some kind of intelligence man to help us with the problem.
To help out with the brainwashing?
Well, sure. And we picked up that you were here, so we intended making contact with you, asking your help. Stateside, they couldn't offer much help, not for the time being. So you seemed the guy on every count.
Thanks. You told anyone about your decision to ask my help?
Only a couple of people, but somehow they heard about it, and a man tried to gun you down in the streets this afternoon.
Well, they must be worried. Who did you tell?
Captain Jimmy Weston and Lieutenant Will Kane, officers known to me, and friends as well.
They're on?
Sure thing.
You want to talk to them, Lee?
Not right now, Johnny. Colonel, what exactly is your problem?
Well, like I told you, it's kind of strange. We've entered Cambodia, right? We've met token resistance, mostly, but here and there we've come up against pockets of hardcore communists. Not Cambodians, necessarily. In fact, most of the bodies we've found have been, well, Vietnamese. Each and every time there's been close contact with the forward positions of base or headquarters, there's been no trouble. The pockets have been wiped out, in other words. But where the front line has been extended and literally just about stranded on its own, there has been trouble.
What you're trying to say in a roundabout way is that your own men are defecting.
Not defectingly, but willingly compromising. Four cases where the men in charge have refused to carry the fight to the enemy. In fact, they've advocated open surrender.
And Captain Nesbitt is the last instance?
Yeah. Lucky the top sergeant bopped him one, knocked him down and took over. Right now, Nesbitt is in hospital. His mind seems a blank.
It could be brainwashing, Lee.
So many instances?
Well, it's worried you enough to cable the states and think of using us now we're here.
Yeah, I know. How the boys are being infiltrated and eventually got at, I don't know.
You employ Cambodians at your camps, Colonel?
Sure. Menials. They wouldn't and couldn't get at the officers under my overall command.
And if your officers get captured, return to duty?
Well, no, we're on the watch for that all the time, ever since the Korean jazz.
So it's one of your own men, somebody at base headquarters, who has access to forward and rear positions. Colonel, first off, I'd like to see Captain Weston and Lieutenant Kane. After that, I want a breakdown from you of all your active liaison officers, especially those who've been more pally with your frontline commanders than would appear necessary. And then I want to... Okay, Captain Weston, that'll be all.
Well, thank you, sir.
Johnny?
Yeah?
Any reply to that cable you sent off to Ames?
No, nothing yet, Lee. It should be through soon. He seems okay.
Yeah, so does Lieutenant Kane. I think the Colonel inadvertently must have let slip he was thinking of using us. To someone else, I mean. Unless they're covering well. You know, Johnny, they try to gun us down, which means that this is on a big scale. Can it just be officers defecting in the field? I wonder if it isn't something more than that.
Such as?
I don't know. Right now. Well, let's go down to the hospital. I want to talk to Captain Nesbitt, the guy involved in the last incident. Come on, Johnny.
Well, I just felt it was all futile. A lot of our boys were going to get themselves killed. A lot of the other side were going to get themselves killed.
You're a soldier, trained to kill if necessary, and certainly to order killing when necessary. One may not agree with what you do, but that is your profession, Captain. Killing. Why the beef now?
I don't know. Just struck me as being futile, that's all.
You know you're being posted back to the States, that you're going to be the subject of an inquiry, that you'll be discharged from the Army dishonorably.
Frankly, I couldn't give a darn. Now, would you guys like to shove, leave me alone?
What were you before you call up to Vietnam and here, Captain?
A lecturer, University College, L.A. Make any difference?
Lecturer in?
The classics. Okay by you?
Sure. Get well, Captain, and good luck. You're gonna need it.
What do you think, Lee?
A case of battle fatigue, Johnny. Captain Nesbitt is a softy, basically. Because of his background, he gets elevated up the ranks fast. He's a pacifist. War revolts him. So it suddenly broke out in him.
And all the jazz the sergeant reported about our boys fighting people friendly to the States?
Oh, sounds like brainwashing, I know. But it is in Nesbitt's character to say just that.
So, where do we go from here? Nesbitt was our only lead. The other guys concerned have been shipped back to the States already.
A problem within a problem. Let's go see the colonel. Right now, I wonder if we're not running around in circles and have been made to do just that.
I can't say that I'm pleased, but, well, it'll be good to see the family again.
How long will you be staying on, Colonel?
Just a few weeks and then back again. Must say, it's going to be strange to retire. I'm a young man, in my own mind, anyway. But one has to accept the inevitable. Are you going to call off your investigation now?
Yeah, I guess so. We haven't gotten anywhere.
Well, I'm sorry about that. I'll get the new commanding officer to keep a lookout for things.
Sure. You don't mind, Colonel. We'll come with you to the coast, just for the journey.
Where do you link up with the Assistant Secretary of State again?
At the coast.
Huh? Well, I'll see you there, then.
On the other hand, we may stay on here a bit, get to know the new commanding officer, get his views.
Sure, why didn't you do that? If you don't mind, I'm heading off soon, if you'll excuse me.
Sure, and thanks, Colonel.
Sure thing. Sorry I called you out on a wild goose chase.
Okay.
Lieutenant Kay will attend to anything you may want.
Sure.
We can get an army aircraft to take us back to the coast, Lee.
Johnny, what exactly has happened since we've been here?
Well, we've questioned a few guys, is all, gotten nowhere.
Now, all of a sudden, the colonel gets his retirement papers through.
So?
So, nothing, really. Johnny, you know how the feeling is about Vietnam. Our boys fighting here and elsewhere.
Sure. The demonstrations, the rioting.
Each and every occasion of, well, what the colonel called brainwashing. Commanders not willing to fight in action could be quite natural. A remarkable coincidence, sure, but it could happen.
Meaning?
Meaning that there is no brainwashing, or that the colonel is brainwashed.
What?
Well, you heard what I said. Now, you checked with the States. Nothing against him. Family man. Due for retirement soon. It happens to have come right now. Not a very intelligent man, frankly. A run-of-the-mill colonel in the Army. Let's say someone works on him.
Who, for heck's sake?
I don't know yet. All that baloney about wanting to use us to help him. The cables back to the States weren't made, Johnny.
Now he tells me.
Something I found out only this morning. So he's talking baloney. Johnny, maybe he was made to talk baloney.
By whom?
Someone near him. Maybe Captain Weston or Lieutenant Kane.
But you shoved them so fast out of this office that it didn't even look like you questioned them.
Sure. Tactics.
So what's going on?
You tell me.
Well, first off, I want to know how a guy like the colonel can be brainwashed. He's not pacifist. He's an old army dog, whether he's particularly intelligent or not.
Implanted hypnotism, maybe. Not brainwashing as such. At least not him.
Okay, so he's going to do something. He's going to the coast. He calls up here, hopes we'll stay on with the investigation he planted on us. Why?
Again, you tell me.
To bump someone off? The Assistant Secretary of State, Leavitt?
You think so?
That could cause a rumpus. Nixon gets uptight, sends more troops down here. Cambodia gets more involved. Communist China has more to level at us.
That's good thinking, Johnny. Yeah, it could be that. But think of the calendar.
What about it?
September 3, Cambodian Day of National Rejoicing.
So?
We'll leave it at that for the time being. Go see Lieutenant Kane, Johnny. We're not flying to the coast. We're going down by truck. He's coming with us.
Why?
Because he has peculiar eyes, that's why.
Charlie, now how the heck...
You told me so yourself. Wild eyes, intent.
Yeah, I guess I did. You think he hypnotized the colonel?
Maybe. Yeah, enough of these riddles. Go find the lieutenant. Get him to fix things now.
You guys could have flown to the coast.
We prefer going by truck.
Yeah, I think you're crazy.
Well, thanks for the compliment.
Anytime. Heck, I'm not trying to be insulting, but I do think you're acting crazy. You could have flown down in comfort like the colonel did.
How old were you when you fought in Korea, Lieutenant? I asked you a question.
Huh? Yeah, well, sure, 18. Why?
You were taken prisoner, weren't you?
For 3 days, yeah. How do you know?
Checked. What was it like?
Okay. Why?
I was just asking.
You didn't ask enough questions before, maybe.
No.
Uh-huh. I get it. Like this trip down in the truck is a grill session.
Sure.
I could stop this truck right now.
Do that and I'll be forced to get angry. Okay, Lee?
That's right. It's what's known as brainwashing, Lieutenant. He does the things I want.
What gives, you guys?
What's the setup?
With whom? Why? What and how?
Don't give me the business, boy. You could be in trouble. Either you or Captain Weston leaked out that we were coming down here. You?
Nope.
Who?
Maybe the colonel himself.
Who gave him the idea they'd been brainwashing?
How the heck do I know?
Maybe he just thought that, huh? Sort of reflex action, thinking back to Korea, thinking back to the kind of experience you had. Now, the colonel has little imagination. He would fall back on old hat.
You said something there. The experience I had. How do you know what I had?
3 days behind their lines, the Koreans, aided by their Chinese mentors, were known to have brainwashed some of our boys in 24 hours flat. Starvation, water treatment, kind of hypnotism. Then, adjustment to Marxist-Leninist thinking.
You guys nuts or something? Nothing like that happened to me.
You open your big mouth that Lee and I were coming down here?
No.
You're a career man, Lieutenant. Somewhere along the line, you found yourself a hang-up. Don't ask me what it was. But you live for the Army. This much I do know about you.
So what?
So you could have blabbed about the stupid FBI coming down to investigate something that was purely of military concern. The colonel said he sent off cables to the States asking for intelligence guys to come on out. They didn't get sent. That was your department. Why didn't they go?
Because he was being stupid, that's why. Who wants you guys in? We had ourselves a few yellow bellies, Nesbitt and others. I was taken prisoner way back when. Did I squeal? No. There hasn't been any brainwashing around here. If there has, we can deal with it.
Who did you tell about our coming down?
Well, the heck do I know?
You almost cost me a bullet in Sang Tao. You know that?
What do you mean?
Exactly what I said. Some guy took a run at us, gun in hand. Johnny here shot him down. Because you opened your big mouth.
Well, I didn't expect that to happen.
I level with me, boy. You been working on the colonel?
No, I swear I haven't.
Because someone's gonna do something, either to our assistant secretary of state or... You know anything?
No, I swear it.
I believe you. All right, how fast can you drive this tin can?
Fast enough.
I get us to the coast fast as you can. I want to be there tonight, in time for tomorrow, 3rd September.
Later,
Johnny, later. Kane, get this crate moving, and while we drive, let's talk.
Talk about what?
Back to square one. Whether you like to admit it or not, you've been a catalyst. One, for someone to take a gun out at me. Two, for someone to brainwash himself automatically from what he's heard you saying.
I don't get it.
Let me explain. Now, let's take a pacifist. Someone who isn't exactly a 4F or an objector. Someone who comes along for the ride, for the experience of it. He's heard about gooks, Koreans, Vietnamese, Chinese, and now Cambodians. He believes they're all evil. Until a man like you, who's been through the mill, tells them that not every man taken prisoner in Korea or here and up north is brainwashed, that the other side is human sometimes.
Yeah? Carry on.
All right, let's say someone who, of his own mental upbringing, can ally himself to the cause of, well, settling things. A pacifist with ambition, if I can put it that way.
You mean someone who wants to take things into his own hands?
Exactly. You're a liaison officer between base and front line. Who would strike you as being most receptive to you and to their own kind of pacific megalomania?
Well, I don't know. Maybe, wait a minute. He and I used to talk often. He and I used to... Yeah!
Don't tell me who it is. I know. That's why I've given him free rein, even kidding Johnny along.
For which many thanks.
Levitt, Johnny?
I'm not with you anymore. Mentally, I mean.
You will be. Let me tell you about it.
Now, who's the guy who's going to give the speeches?
President of Cambodia. Who else? Did you talk to their chief of police?
Sure, like you told me. So it isn't Levitt, the assistant secretary of state?
No, Johnny. It's the big prize, the president himself. It must be. Imagine what would happen. Chinese intervention, the national interests of Cambodia must be safeguarded. The states, with all its imperialistic might, couldn't save the situation kind of thing.
So who's going to do it? A colonel? Lieutenant King?
No, Johnny. A guy who's down at the coast right now on his way back to the States for dishonorable discharge.
Captain Nesbitt?
Of course. Thing is, Johnny, in this crowd, we've got to find him. We don't find and stop him, there's trouble.
You've given him too much rein. We should have kept surveillance on him.
I wasn't sure in my own mind.
President Nam Tu Kim?
You've got the eyes, Johnny. Use them. Tell you something. The captain never was a good shot, I'm told. It'll be from close by. Wait till the president stands up to give his speech.
Well, then I'll have to act fast.
Their police are good. You've given a description?
Sure thing.
You told me Nesbitt was left-handed. You told me he smoked that way. The way I feel it, the sun is shining down from our left now.
That's right, yeah.
And he'll be close. Okay, on the edge of the crowd on our left. Now, we're near the rostrum, say about 20 yards back along the line of the crowd. He'll come out of the crowd to fire, left-handed. Army revolver, most likely.
I'll move out.
Yeah, you do that and hurry. The president must be just about set. Hurry, Johnny.
Day of rejoicing. It gives me much pleasure to say that I have with me Mr. Levitt of the United States. He represents to us our allies in all their might. We are a peace-loving country, but there are times when force must be met with force. Such a time, recognizing the value of our ally, the United States of America, is now.
Should happen just about now, I reckon.
Oh, hi, Lee. Why didn't you ask for an official box? I could have got you one, and I known you were coming down so soon. You finished the investigation up there, huh?
Hi, Colonel. Excuse me a moment. The president will finish his speech after all. It's kind of dangerous around here.
What the heck's going on? Someone tried to...
She got him in time, Lee. I deflected the shot. I twisted his arm back. He kind of got in the way.
Well, what's going on there? I mean...
One of your own men just got himself a long, long furlough, Colonel.
Have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Gerry van Beek.